Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Welcome to our program. Is tftw.org. Also, we have a Chinese website. We're studying basic facts of the faith. For several programs, we have been talking about how to find the church Jesus built. Last program, we looked at all of the characteristics that will help us to find that one church that Jesus promised to build and that he built almost 2,000 years ago. The characteristics of the church Jesus built are, number one, it began in the first century, about A.D. 30. That is the first Pentecost after Jesus rose from the dead. Number two, it began in the city of Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem is in Israel, in the Middle East. It wears the name Church of Christ or Churches of Christ. It could be scripturally called the Church of God because the Bible calls the church of God, which is at Corinth, the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Certainly, for a church to be the church that Jesus built, it must have a Bible name. But just having a Bible name only is not enough to be the church that Jesus built. It must be the right time, the right place, the right name, the right founder and foundation, Jesus Christ, the right kind of organization, that is, no earthly headquarters, because Jesus is the only head of his one church, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Jesus is in heaven. The church Jesus built is organized in local congregations with qualified men who are called elders, bishops, overseers, shepherds. These men oversee the local congregations under the headship of Jesus Christ. We must have the right kind of worship in worshiping God in order for the church to be the church that Jesus built. And to be the church Jesus built, we must teach and proclaim the proper way to enter in to Christ. That is, by hearing the gospel, believing the gospel with all of our heart, repenting of our every sin, confessing our faith in Christ, and then being immersed in water for the remission of sins, also adding us to the Lord's church, getting into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found. These are characteristics of the church. And if we are going to find the one church that Jesus promised to build and that he built 2,000 years ago, then the church must have all of these characteristics, not just one or two. And so when we think of some examples of churches that exist today, we think of the Roman Catholic Church. It did not begin until the 7th century A.D., about 606, in the city of Rome. Well, Rome and Jerusalem are not the same place. Roman Catholic Church is not a name of the church that you can find in the Bible. It has an earthly organization, as opposed to the church that Jesus built, which has only Christ as its head in heaven, and the organization in individual congregations without any kind of connection between the other congregations as far as its rule goes. The worship of the Roman Catholic Church is very different than the worship of the church we read about in the New Testament. You think about churches like the Lutheran Church, which began in 1517, 15 centuries after the church began. A different name, a different place of beginning. That's true also of the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Church of England, and any other man-made church that has come into existence in modern times. Jesus promised to build one church. We can be members of that one church. In fact, it is very important that we be in Christ, in His body, which is the church. Because Ephesians 5:23 tells us that Christ is the Savior of the body. And so we spent a number of weeks looking at the characteristics of the church that Jesus built, so that we are then able to find or identify His church and then become members of it. There are thousands of churches in existence, all claiming to be the church that Jesus built or part of the church that Jesus built. But Jesus does not recognize those churches. They are not from Christ. They are from man. They are man-made churches. They are part of denominationalism. And the Bible does not approve of denominationalism. If we are going to be pleasing to God, if we are going to be able to go to heaven, we must be in Christ, in His one church, and not in some man-made church. That's why it is so important that we understand how we find the church that Jesus built. And that's why we spent so many lessons talking about that subject. After we become a Christian, we are new creatures. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are in Christ and have access to all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Yes, as a Christian, we have a change of mind and a change of life. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, the Apostle Paul discusses the fact that we put off the old man and the lifestyle and the characteristics that go along with the old man, that we put to death the sinful practices that we have had in our life, and we put on the new man. That is, we follow that perfect example of Jesus Christ as we live our lives from day to day. Yes, when we become Christians, we then have the responsibility in living the Christian life. What is involved in living the Christian life? Number one, we have the responsibility to study the Bible, God's Word. This is the way that we can grow spiritually. This is also the way God speaks to us. 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 Peter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Acts 17, verse 11, speaks of the Bereans. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 says, for though by this time ye ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In living the Christian life, we will have the responsibility of studying the Bible, God's Word, so that we can know what God wants us to do in living the Christian life. In our next program, we will talk about other responsibilities that we have as God's children in living the Christian life, in living in such a way that we can go to heaven. It is our hope that you will make plans to be with us as we continue our study the next time. This is John Grubb with Truth for the World.